So Antidrop, let's crack off, people. Give us a cheer if you're from the world. Come on. Come on. Yeah, I'm the accidental headliner. I'm not the headliner, I'm just on at the end. Right, question. Are moths just butterflies with lots on the mind? Because they don't sleep at night, people. Observation, I saw an advert in a magazine earlier, said study astronomy by distance learning. What are the kind is there, people? What are the kind is there? Okay, joke. Saw two goths earlier on at the bar across the roads, two goths, snogging like mad. I thought to myself, get a tomb! Get a tomb! You know, instead of a room. Just not laughing for 5 minutes. So, here we are in Berlin, yeah, having a nice time. And I'm here for my friend's birthday, but that's the main reason why we're here. But the one of the reasons why I wanted to come over is because of, do you know Lou Reed? Do you know he did an album called Berlin? There's a song in it called The Kids, don't even know this, and it's a 9-minute song, and it's about how German social services are removing children from their family home. And it starts off with Lou Reed going, they're taking her children away, and it ends with 3 minutes of children screaming for their mother. Don't listen to it if you're off your head, it'll just make you depressed. But apparently, the producer, he recorded those children, it was his own kids, and he went home and he told his kids that the mum had left, and then he just recorded them crying. It's obscene, isn't it? And apparently, when his wife got home and he told them, she left him. So, yeah. That's life imitating art. So, do you know about Australia? Kangaroos. I'm not passionate. I don't even have you heard of it. I'm not saying it's like a difficult scientific concept. But you know about Australia. Do you know about this? Australia. Do you know? Right. Apparently, when the first apparently, when the first white settler came up to Australia, he saw like an aborigine and he saw a kangaroo and he said to the aborigine, "What's that? What the fuck's that?" And the aborigine went, "Kangaroo." And the white guy thought, okay, brilliant, it's a kangaroo. But apparently, kangaroo is Aboriginal for I don't know. Which shuts to shit all this idea about indigenous populations getting down with their animals. I can't even be asked fucking name it or even getting to know what these fucking animals were even called in the first place. So, presumably, wallaby means not sure. So, yeah, Manchester person, I'm from Manchester, is out of the place just outside Manchester. The Cheshire person might know about this, you might have heard of it.